Kia ora, ko Tu Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toku Wingua. This is your Wātea News. A GP working from Papakura Marae says self-isolation isn't working for many people trying to stop the spread of COVID-19 within their whānau. Matire Harwood says systemic issues of housing and poverty have left people with few options once managed isolation and quarantine facilities become too overwhelmed to take new cases. There are cases of people shifting to caravans or cars, or even wrapping a tarpaulin over a porch in a bid to create an isolation space.
We've been doing home visits now the last sort of two, almost 3 weeks, and we sat firsthand. Multiple generations from moko through to nana, all living in a 2-3 bedroom home, trying to self-isolate by living at separate ends of the home from the COVID positive person, but we understand that it won't be long before the infection reaches everybody who's living in that house.
Dr. Matire Harwood would like to see other options explored, such as pressing unused clinics or school camps into service for MIQ. The union movement has lost a staunch defender of the rights of Māori workers. Ki Whare Mihaka from Te Arawa was the kaumātua for the Public Service Association since 1986 and gave the union its Māori name, Te Pūkenga Here Tikanga Mahi. Since 2008, the former Inland Revenue staffer was also kaumātua for the Council of Trade Unions, where he was involved in the development of He Takawainga, a relationship document which outlined treaty expectations between the CTU and its runanga. Hapu on Motiti Island believe a non-notified resource consent to drill for water was gained under false pretenses. Motiti Rohe Moana Trust Chair Umuhuri Matihaere says the consent only came to light when residents saw the drill rig arriving by barge. The consent from Bay of Plenty Regional Council mentioned kiwi fruit, but the crop where the drilling is being done is avocados.
Avocados do take a lot more water, do absorb a lot more water. Well, they need require a lot more water than kiwi fruit does.
Umuhuri Matihaere says locals fear the island's puna ora will dry up from over-extraction. The director of the country's only iwi-led and mandated health research centre has been awarded the Health Research Council's Te Tohu Rapu Ora for her outstanding leadership and contribution to advancing Māori health services. Dr. Amohia Bolton from Whakaue Research Services in Whanganui is a passionate advocate for Māori-led solutions and leadership to achieve equitable health outcomes. Among other academic awards announced today by the Royal Society Te Aparangi, Professor Linda Waimarire Nikura from the University of Auckland has been presented with the Royal Society Te Rangi Hiroa Medal for Transforming Psychology for Māori and Aotearoa by Indigenising the Discipline. As the first Māori Professor of Psychology at the University of Waikato, she co-developed the Māori and Psychology Unit, which has been central to the rise of Mātauranga Māori-focused research. University of Auckland researcher Karen Brewer received the Early Career Te Kōpunui Māori Research Award for developing a kaupapa Māori speech-language therapy resource for whānau with communication difficulties after a stroke. And that is your Wātea News.